Love to check in with this guy. Doug Dunlay is the owner of Four Star Restaurant Group. He's on the phone with us. Brother, how are you? You've had a rough time during the self-quarantine.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It has been very difficult. I'm not going to lie. It's, you know, we've got such a great team and great family, and having to, you know, lay so many off and seeing them struggle and seeing everyone around us struggle. It's difficult. It's tough. But the people that we do have working in the restaurants that we are open for carry out and delivery are really just, you know, working their tails off. And it's just so great to see the courage that they have and all that they've been doing to help out the people in their neighborhoods. And we've been doing a lot of meals to hospitals and frontline workers and the police stations and things like that. So it's hard, but it's, you know, we're getting through it.
Right. We're all trying to get through it. You had to close. We originally talked to you at the beginning of this whole thing. You had 7 restaurants. You had to close 2 since then. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, we were at 9 restaurants and we closed 2. Yes. Unfortunately, we had to close the Windsor, which is down in Streeterville.
Right,
and we also had to close. Yeah. And then DOC Wine Bar, which is in Lombard, which we had, you know, been out there for 13 years. And, you know, so many of our staff had been with us for, you know, 10, 12 years. That was a tough one.
I mean, it's got to be hard as a restaurant owner just to keep these things afloat with the takeouts and the deliveries, but having to close this down and call up the employees and tell them, hey, I'm sorry to do this, but there's nothing else we can do. How hard is that?
You know, it was, it's extremely difficult. It's so many people that, you know, in our business, it's such a social business and you spend so many hours together.
And right, side by side.
You know, you just get to know people so well, and there's so many great people that work with us every day. It's difficult because you create such great relationships, and it was really hard.
How do you get the message to the governor or the mayor that it's time to get these open? Because the governor keeps pushing this back. Now the end date is June 26th for bars and restaurants. How can you get the message to them?
It's extremely difficult because he didn't even consult with the Illinois Restaurant Association when he dropped that bombshell on us. And we are the largest single private sector, you know, workforce in the state of Illinois.
Right.
I think only the government has more employees than the restaurant industry. So for him to be so short-sighted, it was a real... it was a real gut punch, you know, and you can pack 6,000 people through Whole Foods and everyone's grabbing all the produce and bumping into each other, but somehow you can't have a, you know, 100-seat restaurant at 50% capacity where, you know, we're already, you know, far and away, you know, higher with sanitation and cleanliness. And,
right.
So it's a head scratcher. You know, you're going to be able to get your hair, you know, shampooed and colored, and, you know, you can go get a massage here in a couple weeks, but you're not able to actually go into a restaurant and order a cheeseburger.
Boy,
so,
Doug, that's a great point, because you walk in, people are touching the produce. You're right. And, you know, they're touching items at a grocery store. Why couldn't they walk into a restaurant with social distancing where they sit down and they order on a paper menu that you'll probably just throw away afterwards and get their food and then kindly leave after that?
Yeah, I mean, people come in to pick up their to-go food, and it's just in a carry-out box instead of on a plate if they were to sit down.
Right.
You know, everyone's got masks and gloves, you know, and we've got an abundance of caution. But, you know, there are so many great entrepreneurs in our industry that, you know, care so much and are so dedicated to their craft that, you know, we need to be trusted. We need to be given some guidelines and let us get to work and actually maybe be on the forefront of showing, you know, what we can do and how we can keep people safe
right.
that maybe some of these other industries can actually take note of.
Are you looking at other states right now to see how they're opening up their restaurants and bars?
Yeah, myself as well as the Illinois Restaurant Association are keeping a close eye on things. Certainly Texas, Georgia, Florida,
mm-hmm.
you know, Nashville, I think they opened up their restaurants at 50% capacity, you know, and then in 2 weeks they're going to 75% and 2 weeks to 100%. And that might be a little aggressive, but it's a large city, you know, and they're going to give it a shot. And, you know, you have to allow people to make a living and to eat. And
right.
I just don't feel we can continue to quarantine the healthy and destroy our economy and ruin people's lives.
Well, there's so many people that we all know that have gone out of work that had to close their small businesses. I'm sure you're getting calls left and right from other restaurant owners saying, I just can't survive. I'm going to have to close.
Yeah, we are. It's a tight-knit community. So, you know, I reach out to a lot of people. People reach to me and, you know, just trying to share different ideas of ways to build sales, ways to market, to carry out delivery, things like that. But, you know, the real pain, I think, is going to come when we do reopen, because I think everybody's holding on tooth and nail to, you know, get back open, whatever that looks like. You know, 50%, 25%.
Right.
But the real pain is when we do open back up, and at 50% capacity, a lot of people are 25. A lot of people won't be able to make that. And, you know, they're just going to continue to run uphill. And that's when I think you're going to see a lot of restaurants start to go down.
Boy, it's just
because,
sad.
Yeah. I mean, landlords, you know, they're some are being generous right now. Banks have given some forbearance, but that's all going to come to an end, you know, in a few months. And, you know, only the ones that have really, you know, forward thinking landlords and bankers are going to be able to survive this.
Right. We're talking to Doug Dunlay, Four-Star Restaurant Group. You own Smoke Daddy right across from Wrigley Field. There's been speculation about, are they going to let fans into the game? Probably not when they first start. They may start on July 1st. I mean, this is, in Wrigleyville, all these businesses are being hurt right now, but not having fans showing up for the games, are people still going to be able to show up in Wrigleyville and hang out? And you're probably hoping that happens.
We certainly are. Once again, we don't know what it's going to be like when the governor allows restaurants and bars to reopen. And, you know, I think we're extremely fortunate. We were in the Zachary Hotel and, you know, the Ricketts family, they are our landlords, and they've been extremely generous with, you know, abatement of our rent. But I don't know how a lot of other people around there, you know, because we were just coming out of our slow time,
right.
you know, of January, February, March, and to not have baseball, to not have the summertime, it's going to be devastating. And, you know, it's going to be tough. I don't know. I certainly don't think there's going to be able to be fans in the stadium in July. Maybe some, you know, smaller amounts, you know, in August or September or towards the playoffs. But hopefully there will be a lot of people that will be interested and they'll want to be outside and they'll want to visit those bars and, you know, be able to at least watch it with other Cubs fans.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're not getting all of the Cardinals fans and the Milwaukee fans.
You're
and
right.
The,
people from out of town
know,
that are coming to Wrigley Field. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not getting all the people that, you know, live in central Illinois or Iowa or whatever. So,
or the suburbs for that point too. How is the carry out and delivery business? Is it supplementing a little bit?
You know, yes and no. We've got a couple restaurants that are doing it, and it's going over well. You know, we had to kind of change, everything and where we produce the food and how we hold it and how we get it out.
Right.
But, you know, it's helping now because most of our landlords are giving us some forbearance, and same with our bank, you know, on bank loans. And, But it doesn't have any kind of staying power. It just doesn't.
Wow. Well, yeah, so. I'm rooting for you, brother. I am. And I just wanted you to voice your opinion as a restaurant owner here in Chicago. You still have seven left. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough for guys like you right now.
It is very difficult. You know, because just like anybody else, we have mortgages, we have, you know, children, we have things going on, and this was nothing that we did. You know, this is nobody's fault, but to be forced into closure like this, if we don't have some comprehensive plan from our government, whether, you know, the state level, county, city, federal, you're gonna see, you know, some really devastating effects. And, you know, I certainly hope you're not seeing an Applebee's and the Chili's and Red Robin on every corner instead of some of the amazing restaurant, you know, groups or chefs or just fantastic people that have these independent restaurants. Because the big chains, they have the money and they have the seat at the table.
Right.
But it's the... it's the independent guy that's, you know, scratching away a living every day and you know, with their head down, that they just don't seem to have a voice.
You're right. Doug Dunlay. Doug, thanks for coming on, man. I'm rooting for you. I am.
Well, I appreciate it, Pete. Thank you for letting me vent or get some feelings out.
You're speaking for a lot of restaurant and bar owners out there. And say hello to your wife for me, too, okay?
I certainly will. Thank you so much, Pete.
All right, take care. That is Doug Dunlay, 4-star restaurant group, 7 restaurants. He had to close 2 during the pandemic. It's rough stuff, man. I don't know what the answer is, but I see these restaurants and these bars, and they're struggling. And he's right. Why can you walk into a grocery store and fondle the produce, but you can't have people at 30, 40, 50% capacity come into your restaurant and take all the precautions necessary and make a living? It's a tough question.